For people with disabilities, everyday activities like shopping or going out to eat can take elaborate planning. Is that popular cafe wheelchair accessible? Will the noise levels be too loud if you're hearing impaired? Finding answers to questions like these can mean a lot of research before you even leave your house. A new app under development in Columbia, Missouri may be able to help. Side Effects reporter Jack Howard has the story.
Hi.
Now, what are we going over right now?
Oh, tons of bumps. Super uneven pavement. It's always fun.
That's Gabriella Garbero. She's a freelance film editor who gets around in a power wheelchair. Garbero was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, a neuromuscular disease that affects muscular strength when she was one.
It's a little worse than St. Louis, where I'm from, as far as like how uneven the pavement is, just because it's really old brick that turns into...
She says Columbia, where she went to college, has aging, uneven pavement that gets in the way of shopping.
Even pavement? I'd probably say no, just because right in front of the entrance there was a bit of a bump.
With a couple of taps on her cell phone, Garbero just rated the sidewalk accessibility of Britches, a clothing store, on Compeer, an accessibility app. Compeer is still in development, but when it launches this summer in the App Store, it will provide rankings and reviews for and by people with disabilities. It isn't the only crowdsourced accessibility technology available, but app developer Emily Stewart says her app has a difference. Its design takes advantage of Apple's accessibility settings to make it especially easy to navigate.
So like just like tap it and launch it and then there it is.
Stewart is developing Compeer along with boyfriend and developer Titan Teagarden. It started as part of an independent study in mobile app development during graduate school at the University of Missouri. She says the process of working on the app has opened their eyes to the challenges faced by people with disabilities.
You start seeing how inaccessible a lot of places actually are once you start looking for it. So the problem really we're trying to solve is really just bring awareness to how inaccessible some of these locations are and just generate a conversation, because I think right now that conversation is not really being had. And hopefully Compeer will help bring a lot of those barriers to light.
Chris Fulcher is a sociology professor at the University of Missouri and co-director of a research group studying disabilities. His group is working on a similar project, Community Commons, a web-based application that can be used to gather accessibility feedback. He says users who share reviews through apps like these can help cities become more accessible in the long term.
Your feedback counts. And everybody, it may not just be what their image is around, here's a sidewalk that doesn't have a curb cut and I can't navigate, but it may help the next person down the road that's trying to cross that same intersection but can't. So it's not only helping them or providing feedback to the city or to the community, it's also helping others in the future get those level of accessibility that are not available now.
But Fulcher says it's important to remember technology is not a solution by itself. Instead, he hopes apps like his and Compeer will start a conversation among policymakers and business owners about finding solutions to what limits access for the disabled, like those cracks in the sidewalk. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jack Howard.